BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Tara, I'm 23 and I'm from Southampton. You might not know this, but I've got a phobia of getting stuck in toilets. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills. Today, with Nick Grimshaw.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Afternoon, it is Nick Grimshaw here in for Scott Mills. Going to be looking after this show between 1 and 4 every single day this week. Scott's on his holidays. I didn't know he liked to tan, it's weird. Guess who's there? Becky.
Hiya.
Hiya, you okay?
Yeah.
Nice to see you. No, you.
Oh, me.
You're here.
Oh, right.
I just not announced to the nation that you were here yet. You were like, who's here? You are Becky.
Big surprise guest.
You're called Becky.
Yeah.
It's Monday and we're on the radio till 4 o'clock today. And we do actually have someone on the line. Tara.
Hi, Grimmy.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I'm at work. Supposed to be working.
Oh, yeah. Have you snuck off?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Just nip into the photocopy.
It's going to
go and call
one.
Radio 1. How is work today? Is it all right?
Yeah, it's really cool, really cool.
You sound quite upbeat about it.
Yeah, I love my job. I'm very lucky.
What do you do, Tara?
I work as digital marketing executive at Kuzai.
Yeah, I do love my job, actually, because I'm the boss.
not quite.
So talk to me about toilets.
Enough
of digital marketing.
So I'm a little bit scared of getting stuck in toilets because my friend was once moving house and everybody went to get stuff from the old house and I was in the new house and went to the loo and got stuck. And I was stuck in there for an hour. So
oh my God, that's traumatic.
It was traumatic, very traumatic.
So what happens now? Do you have like toilet phobia?
Yeah, I think it's a technical term, toilet fear.
I think it is, yeah. Toilet fear. Poop fear.
Definitely. I just tend to take my phone with me if I'm in a toilet that I don't know, and that way if I get stuck, there's always a way out.
Do you ever, like, look around and, like, hatch a plan? Because sometimes when I'm in bed, I think, well, if a burglar comes in now, I'll roll under that cabinet.
Yeah, and then I'll do things like that. Assessment.
Do you a risk assessment? Yeah, when you're in there. Well, what I'll do is I'll use all the toilet roll and make a large nest.
I hadn't thought of that one, but I'll keep it in mind.
That's a good one, yeah. A nice soggy nest going on or something. I don't like going to a festival toilet, like on my own. I have to, because I'd hate to be locked in there. My other fear, Tara, is being pushed over in a festival toilet, which I think I'd have to end my life if that happened to me. I think that would be so disgusting. But when I'm in there, if I have to go to a festival toilet, I have to take a pal with me and they have to act as guard.
At least I'm not the only one with weird toilet habits.
Yeah, you just need a little toilet plus one.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe every time you go to the loo, I come with you and then you come with me.
Oh, it's a great plan.
Yeah, you're busy. I can't do next week. So hold it in. Tara, well, thanks for talking to us. Thanks for starting the show.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I like Tara.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're going to play Call or Delete. Becky, you've never played this before.
No, I've heard it loads and I've been the victim of it, but I've never actually done it.
You were the victim.
I
Who was
the
it?
Victim. It was Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was when I was off sick, so I was even more confused.
Oh, yeah, and they called up and said that is a nightmare to work with. Do you have any tips?
Yeah.
And you said something. And you said something.
Oh, no, I forgot about this bit.
You said something about the water.
Yeah, about how you'd only drink specific brands.
I drink any water. Literally drank toilet water last night.
It was so classy.
But are you excited about playing?
Yes. I'm a bit nervous.
I'm nervous. I've not played it for ages. We played it the other week on my show at night time. We played it with Kelly Osborne. She was incredible. She is also a barefaced liar because now I'll never trust her again because she was
Did
that good
Did she lie really
it.
Well?
Yeah.
So what happens if you get someone that you haven't spoken to in ages?
That's the worst thing.
Or like
the worst
someone.
Thing.
What about if you get like a boss or like a?
You
what about if
them.
You get like your car insurance people?
You have to call them. I had to call the. I played it with Sarah when I was buying a flat, and I had to call the estate agent and say, "Hey, have you checked for owls?" And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "I've heard rumours that there's a lot of owls in those houses round there." And he was like, "What?" And I was like, "All I'm asking, can you send a large bird of prey round?" to get rid of the owls. And he was like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. Now when he emails me, he's like, Jeremy, the owl man. So okay. Yeah, you have to call people even if it's uncomfortable.
Okay.
That's the whole thing.
And what are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you the lie. So okay. The rules are simple. You go to your address book in your phone. You start scrolling, whoever it lands on. When I shout stop, you have to either call or delete.
Okay.
You can delete them.
Right.
That's the easy option.
Okay.
Or we can call them, but I have to think up a lie of you, for you to say to that person.
Okay.
So you can't call them up and be like, hi, it's Becky, I'm playing this call or delete game.
Sorry, okay, right. Yeah.
How are you doing? It has to be like, there's owls there. I need a bird of prey. Do you want to start or should I start?
Okay, I'll start. I want to get it over with.
Okay. So start scrolling through your address book. And
how fast are you meant to go?
As fast as you want. Stop.
Okay.
Who's it landed on?
Derek Knight.
Who the hell is Derek Knight?
He is a guy who works here.
Oh, yeah.
And he used to work in...
Oh, Knighty.
I just realised that makes you look like such a diva.
No, I know Knighty off the third floor. Second floor. First.
Down. Yes.
He's not. Doesn't employ me, does it?
No, but he fixes like the studios and stuff.
Oh, it's because I never break anything. I don't know Knighty.
Yeah, he comes running down if you spill like coffee in the desk.
Okay, we're going to call Knighty.
No one's ever called him that.
Well, start calling it him, Yaldin. Knighty in the place. We're going to give him a call. I think we should do owls again, mainly because I've got this sound effect.
Where's an owl?
Just say there's an owl in the studio. They've just come down to do the radio show, and there's an owl in the corner. It looks quite agitated.
Okay.
Should I pop it in a shoebox? Should I slide a piece of paper under it and put a glass over it? 90.
Hi, you're through to Derek Knight's phone. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Tend to be attacked by the owl.
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Derek, it's Becky. We've got a problem in the studio. There's an owl attacking me. It doesn't sound very vicious. Can you come down and help, please? You can't tell me to be attacked by an owl and then play one which is going...
Are we going to hang up on him? So that's a cool message to leave someone. Are we going to get sacked?
No, I just think we should now sit and wait, because obviously I'm being attacked by the owl.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take him to come and rescue me?
It could be eating your eyes out right now.
They must be really hard to catch, actually, because don't their heads like go all the way around?
Oh, yeah.
So wherever you are, like, trying to get them, they're just like, oh.
You can't see.
And like... I've got my back to you, but I can still see you. It must be really hard to actually
get. It must
get.
Be well hard to catch an owl, yeah, I guess, yeah. Anyway, we'll see. He's not come down yet. It's been a good minute. The Scott Mills Daily. Should I have a go?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go to my contacts. I'm going to start scrolling.
Okay.
Here we go. Is it going to be owl-themed all day? Or?
I think so. Stop.
Okay, it's landed on my good friend Tabitha.
Okay.
Tabitha makes music videos. But she makes, like, arty ones for indie record labels, of course. Why don't we call her up and say that someone wants to... I've heard someone's looking for a new music video, I've put you forward, but let's think of the worst person of all time. Jedward.
Yeah.
I say they want some arty. Mm. Okay, so let's say to Tabitha, because she makes music videos, that Jedward want a really arty video. They want it to be really hip. They want it to be a little bit like a Skins promo. But arty. Very now. They want it kind of gangster.
Okay.
Should we call her?
Yeah, you do it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Tabs. It's Grim.
Hey, love. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I've got a job for you. Ooh.
What is it?
So yesterday, when I was at T4 on the beach, I ran into Jedward. And they've got a new song, they've got a new album, and they're actually doing like an art house album or something. Like, it sounds weird.
Yeah.
And they've been to Berlin and recorded it.
But no
they, way. Yeah, and they want to do like a really cool video. And they said they want it to be like, they were just talking about how they want it to be really like really cool, get loads of like East London hipsters in it, and they want it to be really like arty was the word that I think John used.
Syllable word.
Yeah, arty. So should I give them your number, or do you want me to give you their number?
You can give them my number just because there's a lull factor. Someone from Jedward World ringing me up.
Yeah, they needed like doing. They said that they probably need to do it like next weekend. So probably like if you meet with them, maybe like this week sometime. Yeah.
I'm around.
Have you worked with animals before?
Well, I mean, to a degree, not like... Yeah, I mean, they've been in my sheets and stuff a little bit. Why are they...
Because they were talking about one of them, I think it was Edward, was saying that they want to do a thing where it's them at a party and then they leave the party and they're like owls or something. Like they turn into owls. Because they have a pet owl each, that's why. They do.
Well, I mean, if they've got the owls, then that should be a problem.
Yeah, they've got the owls. Well, I'll give them your number, yeah?
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's meet up.
Okay, perfect. And then maybe get some, like, seeds in?
Get some what? What do they...
Seeds for the owls or something?
Have they got a budget and stuff?
I don't know. I'm sure they have. They must be rich, Jedward.
Yeah. Because you need a budget, like, just studio and everything.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll give your number to John and Edward. Okay, but I've got to go. But I'll call you after I've finished work today.
Oh, I'm alone.
Yeah, okay. Lots of love, Tabs. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
She's like, yeah, but I'll take it.
You were like, she's so cool. And she does stuff with all these, like, indies. Like, she's going to do Jedward now because she's got a bit of a lull patch.
Yeah, she's like Florence's arts director. She's now moving on to Jedward.
And they're owls.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. I mean, if they've got the owls. Sorry, Tabs.
Love her.
Do you want to have another go? Okay, go start on. Scrolling then.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm at the bottom already.
Oh, got to the top. Yeah, there we go. And stop.
Okay, it is Hugh Stevens, producer, Tash.
Oh, amazing. We could do good things to Tash.
Oh, my God, I was two away from the woman that I really don't like. Okay, good.
I want to call the woman.
No. Okay, so we've got Tash.
Okay, let's call Tash, producer of Hugh Stevens' show. So she does, like, everything with Hugh. She does the cool show at night times and she does the weekend show. A box of owls have just arrived for Hugh Stevens.
So I'm saying what?
Some owls have just arrived.
Some owls have arrived for Hugh.
Hello?
Hi, Tash, it's Becky.
Becky.
Huxtable.
Hello.
Sorry, you're right?
Your number just came up as blocked on my phone.
That's my new phone. Are you in work?
Yeah, I'm in work.
It's a bit of a weird one, but some owls have just arrived for Hugh downstairs.
Some owls?
Yeah.
Like actual owls?
Yeah. What do you want me to do with them? Should I bring them up? Obviously, I can't leave them down here in the live lounge.
Some owls.
There's only two. I said some owls. It made it sound like there were loads. There's only two.
What kind of owls?
Like tawny owls?
Oh.
Are they in session with Hugh?
Not this week. No, we've got Polisa on this session this week. Yeah, bring them up. Let's have a look.
One of them started to look a bit hungry.
Oh, God. Well, we've got a lot of mice in the building. So.
Oh, you have got mice. Okay, that's cool. I'm not sure they'll do the lift, so do you want to meet me halfway up the stairs?
I'll meet you halfway up the stairs, Becky, yeah.
Can you bring a mouse? Because I'm not sure they'll make it all the way up.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Are they in session with you?
Are they in session with you, Al? She's like, no, not this week. Police are on.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, I love Tash. I love Becky. No idea who you were. Oh, thanks, Tash. Thanks, Becky. That was fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Since we've done that, Becky has fled. Has she gone upstairs to speak to Tash? I don't know where she's gone, but Tash has been in touch saying that she's a little bit upset that there was no owls in reception. Even though we laughed through that entire call, she believed us and went to reception and there was no owls there. Hugh Stevens, also disappointed that there's not tawny owls in session. But you know what, Hugh? It could happen. If anyone's going to have two tawny owls in session on a Wednesday night after midnight, honest to God, if I got an email around, because you get an email around saying, this is what's happening on Radio 1 this week. Zayn has got a session with somebody. Annie Mac's got a special delivery with someone. Hugh Stevens has got in session two tawny owls. I'd be like, absolutely fine. Would actually be fine. You should do it, Hugh. He's done an a cappella show. That's probably weirder than having two tawny owls in. Let's get it booked, Tash and Hugh. Wednesday night. It's now official. Two owls in session from Maida Vale. I think it'd be fine. People asking if we got an obsession with owls. Also, Sherry's been on. I had an owl stuck behind my fridge. I hope you've, like, got it out. You're not just going off to work. Oh, deal with that later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know if Annie will like me talking about what I'm going to talk about next, but we have to talk about this. So Annie and I had a great weekend last weekend in Hackney, as did everyone. Big old weekend in Hackney. Saturday night went home and behaved, because I had to work on Sunday and do a show with you in the afternoon. Sunday night I threw a party, which was really fun. I was listening to Annie last night when I was in the car on the way home, and I heard her talking about this party. It was very, very fun. Now, vague memories, bit of hazy at that party, because, you know, we were letting loose. We'd all worked hard all weekend. Now, the next day I woke up and I had a giant cold sore. I was like, oh God, what the bloody hell happened last night? The only other person with a cold sore, I've done a survey of Hackney, is Annie Mac. Now, I doubt I made out with Annie Mac. I'm pretty sure we didn't, but we both got them pretty bad. There must have been something in the air in Hackney. I don't know what it was. Maybe one of the pop stars could have had it on the face, and it's quite windy. One, it could have blown off the main stage and attached onto mine. A little floaty, crusty disease in the wind. Could have come off Rihanna. Bet she has cold sores, doesn't she? Definitely has cold sores, Rihanna. All over her body. So I've had one all week, and it's been one of those things that, you know, if you've got one, or a spot or something, and it's all you can talk about. And you want people to know that you've got the cold sore or the spot, because you don't want people to come over and be like, oh, Annie Mac, that big spot on her head. So you want to be like, I know I've got this spot. And people are like, I didn't even notice it, actually. So all this week I've had mega cold sore. And then yesterday, probably had to do the biggest telly thing that I've done in forever, which was do T4 on the Beach, which is like 50,000 people actually there, and then it's on Channel 4 for roughly 3,000 hours or something. It's like on all day, just won't end. So I had to do that yesterday, and I had this mega, mega cold sore. So I was doing all kinds of cold sore research all week. Literally the only things that I've Googled this week are like ASAP Rocky lyrics and home surgery on cold sores. And it was so bad. Like, you know, when you ask people, like, is it bad? Is it bad to do the telly? People are like, no, it's fine. You can hardly see it. I'm like, well, I can feel it. I literally can feel like my face is being pulled further to the ground. It was so heavy. I was like, it's giant. And people are like, no, you can't see it at all. Obviously you can, but people being polite. People in production, like, you can hardly see it. And if you just hold the microphone directly over your mouth and talk into the back of it, you can't see it at all. So I did some home surgery. So Annie, a heads up, because she's like, how is the cold sore going? I did a little bit of home surgery. I wouldn't advise doing this because it did smart a little bit. But on Saturday night, I stayed in because I had to learn my script for Sunday. I was distracted by Iron Man. Thought I'd do it after Iron Man. Then I was distracted by £1 million drop. And then I did the surgery, so I actually didn't learn the script. It was fine in the end. So what I thought I'd do is remove it. I researched this on the internet, which is always the good place for medical research, I think. And just dabbed it with a bit of aftershave. And it sort of made this noise. But it's gone. Try it out, Annie. No one else, just Annie Mac.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So hello to Matt. A lot of people saying it's disgusting talking about cold sores. I know it is. I'm really sorry. It's foul. But hello to Matt. He says, I love you. Packing for holidays. Forgot about aftershave till you mentioned it. Lifesaver. Amazing. Annie Mack has also been on. She is just tried my home surgery on ye old cold sore with a little bit of Calvin Klein euphoria. let us know how it goes, Annie. Do get in touch. I love the fact that when I did have the mega cold sore, which is now gone, thank you to me being a doctor, Dr. Nick Grimshaw, when I had it and everyone being like, you can hardly see it. You can't see it. Everyone, like, you can't see it at all. So I was like, okay, maybe you can't see it. So I started doing the telly yesterday and had all different pop stars to interview. And I saw Jordan from popular music duo Rizzle Kicks. And Jordan comes up and he's like, hi. I was like, hi, Jordan. As he got near, he's like, oh, my God, what's happened to your face? Have you been punched? Have you been beaten up? I was like, it's a cold sore. He was like, that is disgusting. I was like, thank you for your honesty, Georgian. Jordan, even. Annie, let us know how your mouth's getting on, please. The nation needs to know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're going to talk to Greg James, who's homeless in Scotland. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Why are you homeless in Scotland? Have you hit rock bottom?
This is it. I am having a breakdown.
I just wanted a new life, homeless in Scotland.
Yeah, we're doing it all this week. I've just arrived in... at BBC Scotland in Glasgow.
How's it looking?
This place, I've said it before and I will say it again, it is like the future, this place.
It's really fancy, though. Is that the fancy one? It's all glass and different colours and things.
Really fancy. Yeah. It looks like an American sort of spy drama.
Yes.
It's like I'm in 24. It's amazing. Yeah.
I really like the shabby chic feel that we've got going on here at Radio 1.
Yeah, shabby, disused hospital chic.
Yeah. It's like a sixth form college. But smells this is, like
this
one,
is a,
well.
It's a treat to be up here for the whole week.
Yeah.
In Pacific Quay. It's really cool. And so, obviously, it's Tea in the Park next week.
Yes, next weekend.
And that's why we're doing the show from here every single day this week. And we thought, well, let's do it a bit different. And to be honest with you, Grim, we had the idea in one of those meetings that you have after the show in a pub.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's where the idea came from. We went, well, I've always wanted to do a show we do with Alyssa's house. So
that's a good house!
Why don't you just stay with a listener? Why not?
And it's actually happening.
Well, it's happening because, you know what it's like. When you've been on Radio 1 for a few years now, and you get to know, the listeners get to know you, and you kind of feel quite close to them, so I just want to take it a step further this week.
Okay. How far?
No,
how far are we taking it?
Yeah, all right.
Are you scared?
I'm apprehensive.
Okay, that's good wording. Because stalkers can disguise themselves as normal people very, very well.
This is true.
Yeah.
And that is why we have a hot team who are currently scouring a few applications now, and they're actually scouring the land. I think they're actually out and about in the Gregmobile.
Is that just the voice of the tweets who's scouring? Is it just Ian?
I don't know who it is, because we've got Laura and Ian here with me, so I don't know who's scouring, but... I think it's a big cheese.
Okay, big cheese up there. And do you all have to share? Is it you, Laura, and Ian from your show? Or just you?
Well, no, headmistress Laura is very, 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 very much a diva these days. So she has her own accommodation.
Oh, I love that.
She'll be starting demanding her own lighting soon.
Yep, no musty pillows for Laura.
She brings her own pillows.
Yep.
And so, I don't mean her breasts. So she'll be staying in a hotel, and researcher Ian and me will be in a listener's house for the night.
What if there's just one spare bed? Will you and Ian get it together?
I think the deal is, I've literally just got here, so I haven't spoken to Ian yet, but I think the deal is I will get the bed and Ian will get the floor and an air bed.
No, you've not spoke to Ian on this, you just presume.
I heard rumours that Ian went to purchase an airbed earlier.
Okay.
He'll be fine on that. Yeah. Oh, he got it. Yeah, he did get it.
He's got it. Okay, so he'll be fine on a floor.
Yeah.
I bet Ian's like, brilliant idea. I'm really glad I'm on this show.
He's just come back from a really, really nice holiday somewhere really hot, and he went, oh, looking forward to this week. I went, are you? He went, No,
not at all, actually. And what's going to be your biggest fear when you're sleeping in these people's houses? Because they could do anything to you when you're asleep.
Well, that's why we've got my watchdog, Ian, next to me.
Yes, on the floor. What about pen on the face?
Please, can you stop giving people ideas? Like, if I
pop a little peen on Greg's cheek.
Oh.
Also, you need to make sure, you know, in some people, you know, when you were a kid and you used to go and stay around your friend's house, there was always some mums that were like a bit weird about you going to the loo in the middle of the night.
What?
Do you know what I mean? It's like whether or not you should flush it or not, or like, there's all these weird rules in other people's houses.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Also, other people's houses, and even if you go and stay somewhere, you know, and you notice the creaks, but in your own house, you don't know. You're just like, oh, that's fine. That's just what happens. But they'll be all like scary, like noises.
I mean,
like that.
To be honest, this is sort of fast forwarding a friendship or a relationship to the quite a far stage, isn't it? Staying over at someone's house is quite an advanced bit of a friendship.
What if they don't have a spare room, but they're a really big Greg James fan? Would you be up for sharing a bed?
That is not going to be allowed.
No?
by me or the BBC Code of Conduct.
But what if they're really fit?
Then I'll take it. In Grimmy, look, in life, as Jimmy Carr would contest, there are loopholes. Mm-hmm. So you can use them sometimes.
Let's not talk about loopholes. So you're going to do this every single night, Gregory?
Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, and okay. Then Friday up to tea in the park.
So, okay, yeah. And do you know where you're sleeping tonight?
No, we have no idea. This is why the team are out at the moment scouring the land to find a place to stay.
Okay, so what do people have to do to find out if they want to offer a bed to Greg? That's what you call it, a bed for Greg. There you go. Do you have a little panic alarm, maybe?
Maybe. I have a panic alarm and a pepper spray under my pillow.
Yeah, something like that. You've got that little teddy bear that Miles gave you, right?
I've got it here. I had to lug it all the way. So it was just...
It looked quite large on Twitter.
It is quite big.
What's it called?
Quite a sizable bear. We haven't really named him yet. He's behind me. I've put him by the CD player over here.
Okay,
yeah, I've not named him. We need a name.
He does need a little name.
I don't...
Little Dave? What was your bear called when you were little, Greg?
Bluey.
Oh, little Bluey.
Yeah, I had a little sooty as well.
Oh, I had Pea Bear.
Yeah, what?
Pea Bear.
Pea Bear.
Yeah,
that sounds gross.
Why?
Sounds like it just goes to the toilet with you all the time.
When
you use the potty right, you get that.
I thought it was just like P.Bear, like he was gangster, but maybe it was Pea Bear.
Yeah.
Maybe because we're jetting around all week, maybe we should call him Ryan Bear.
That's good. Ryan Bear.
That's awful.
I like it. Me and Greg will take that.
Oh, British Bear Ways.
British Bear Ways, brilliant.
Because you're flying between all these places.
Yeah, he's flying from house to house. Glasgow's giant. There's multiple airports there.
Bear hostess.
Bear hostess, I like. She'll look after you this week. Greg, well, we're going to check in with you every single day to make sure that you...
Cool. Survive.
Still alive.
That you're still alive and nothing weird at all has happened. Is there anything that you don't want? Is there anything that you can't stand when you go to people's houses? Because you can give people the heads up.
Well, no, but Tina was saying how there's sort of etiquette with toilets and stuff in houses when you go into someone's house, and I'm not really too proud, or I have much shame, so I don't really. But some people have etiquette where they don't do twos in someone's house.
That's going to be difficult.
What if you're there like 12 hours? Yeah, no.
I don't want to be a two in the park with you on Friday.
I know. It's going to go!
In a festival toilet. Oh, my God. Save it up all week. Just
tea in the park has been closed down after Greg James.
Let loose.
So, no, not really. I'm not really that fussy with stuff, so I'll be all right.
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
I think I'll be okay.
Well, Greg, have a nice time tonight, and you'll be on the radio at 4. You probably know that.
There's some photographs of Ryan Bear on the website.
Okay, we just tweeted one as well.
Okay, oh, it's on the Facebook page. Okay. I'm just being mouthed the word Facebook. It's on the Facebook page, everyone.
It's on the Facebook page.
And it's on Twitter. All the social networks. Keep it young.
Keep it young. I'm going to BBM it to someone as well.
Yeah, BBM it to your friends.
Yeah.
Listen, watch and share.
Is that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Better ad be. Laura May Coop. Right, Greg, nice to speak to you, and we'll see you at 4, yeah?
Yes, lovely.
Okay, bye.
Little Mix on the show as well.
Who?
Little Mix.
Oh, Little Mix. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. Then that song.
Okay. Okay, bye. Strong sell at the end. So Greg, he's going to be here on Radio 1 from 4 o'clock today. Little Mix will be on the show and he needs somewhere to sleep.
BBC Radio 1.
So tomorrow we're going to go and talk to Katy Perry. She's going to be quite exciting. She's got a brand new film coming out called Katy Perry 3D. Is it? Something like that, anyway, isn't it? So a lot of people excited to see Katy Perry in 3D up on the big screen because, you know, those things. All 3D in your face. Look at Gary Pounder's face. He popped up there all excited. So he's going to come tomorrow and see the film. The one that doesn't speak hopefully is going to come. People are dropping out now. Chris, are you going to come? Yeah, maybe. Becky, he made a noise like a cat then. Are you going to come? If the cat can come. Oh, it's an owl. Becky, do you fancy it in the morning?
I do. I really want to see it.
I love a tour documentary. So I think it's all about her just going on a mega world tour, which was huge, went everywhere, and all about her just being a mega famous pop star. I love a thing like that. You've not seen the Justin Bieber film?
No. But the one you told me, the really
never
old...
Never say never.
There was a really old one that you told me to watch, which was like Madonna in
oh,
the
yeah.
90s.
From ye olden days.
Yeah. And you were like, I want to just be just like her. She's like, just so rude to people.
No, I said thin and rude to people.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's amazing, that
It's
film.
A really good one, yeah.
I wonder if it'll stand up to that. That is from, like, The Ark. It's so old school.
But there's bits but, like, on YouTube.
Yeah, you need to see it on YouTube, like 1990. If you want to see a pop star being really mean to people, check it out. It's called In Bed With Madonna. Classic film. I can't believe we've never seen that and work in popular music entertainment. I was like, Madonna's done a film? Everyone's like, yeah, she's done a book and all. So hopefully. Do you think the Katy Perry film will be like that? I think because the Madonna film's just her being literally screaming at people about sound levels, like, my microphone doesn't work. Get out of my face. Do my eyebrows. Do my eyebrows. I think the Katy Perry one will be a bit nicer.
Yeah.
But the Madonna one, I was like, watched it, and I was like, I can't believe she let that go out. And then at the end it says, executive producer, Madonna. It's like, oh, so you wanted people to know that you're crazy. So we're going to go and do the K-Pez film in the morning. I want someone to come with me because when they put these screenings on, they're quite weird to go to because they put like a film on at a weird time of day so that people who have to go and interview Katy Perry about her film can see the film before it comes out, because otherwise it'd be a rubbish interview, wouldn't it? And you go and there's all like random people there, so it'd be like you... Graham Norton.
We went to one, me and the one that doesn't speak went to one once with Susanna off BBC Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who used to do BBC Breakfast? Well, Bill and Sian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went on actually to talk about Edinburgh last year because we all went up there last year. So I went on with Bill and Sian, did breakfast. And then a few days later, I had to go to a screening and I was sandwiched next to Bill and Sian. And I was like, hi. And they were like, hello. They'd never seen me in their lives. I was like, oh, I thought we were pals at the cinema together. So we'll go and do that, and then we have to go and do one of those weird interviews where everyone pretends it's not awkward, but honestly, it's the most awkward of all situations. So what happens is Katy Perry will go and sit in a hotel room, and then she'll do, like, literally, like, 35 interviews or something, and you get, like, 10 minutes with her. Or like 5 minutes with her or something. Sometimes they do a really weird thing like you're in to interview Beyonce. 6 minutes. It's like, why not 5 or 10? 6 minutes. Your time started now. So you have to go into this room and Katy Perry or the pop star will be sat on a chair and you have to just go in and start the interview and you're often sat face to face like the way that you would never ever sit ever. Like you would never sit on a chair without a table. So it'd be like this, the way you'd sit and go for like a date for two, but move the table.
It's like some weird role play at work.
Yeah.
Where they do, you know, like when you're in the conference room and you've got like the two people sat opposite.
It's yeah, it's really... very odd. Mm. So we'll go and do that and sit with Katy Perry. I think I've met her once. I interviewed her once on a telly show. You've done loads of things with Katy Perry on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Is she nice?
Yeah, she's really nice.
Is she scary? Because some pop stars are scary,
no.
Aren't they?
No, I don't think she's scary at all.
Okay. Okay.
I find it a bit weird in those hotel interviews where they leave the bed in there.
Yeah.
And it's like you're sat at the end of someone's bed and you've only just met them and it's like, oh, hello.
Yeah, I don't think that's their actual hotel room.
But they don't ever say that, do they?
No.
They don't say, this isn't my room.
Yeah, that's true. I think that they have their room and then they have, like, press room.
Yeah.
It's worse when they just put the bed up against the wall. like they're having like a family gathering or something like, right, move everything out of the way if we're going to get Auntie Carmel on the dance floor, move that table. Yeah, that's the worst. So tomorrow, Katy Perry, are you going to come with me?
What, are you trying to get an entourage bigger than hers?
Yes, please.
So, when you come in, am I meant to say to Katie, says, Grimmy, 7 minutes?
Yes. Yeah, like, really? Yeah. If we could just get to the quick questions, the good questions first. Let's do that tomorrow. So that's not going out on the show tomorrow, like I said. That's going to be happening on Wednesday. Katy Perry on the actual show.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills is on his holidays. Is he on his actual holidays or is he, like, working on something?
Oh, I don't know. You never know what he's doing.
He just don't know. Work with him every day. Not asked him?
Mm.
No?
No, he's on, like, it's like a mix, I think.
Okay.
Where he says he's working, but he's actually just lying by the pool.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably writing his book or something.
I heard something amazing yesterday. One of my big bosses, maybe I shouldn't say his name.
Don't say his name, but say okay. What you're going to say.
Yeah, I can say what he said. He said that he was working from home, right, one day or something. Or he had a week where he was going to work from location or something. And actually, he just went to the zoo with his friends. And then someone called him and was like, look, we need to do a Skype call quite urgently with you. So he had to find, like, a place in the zoo where he could do a call. And people were like, what's that noise? And it was literally like, oh, 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 oh. And he was like, oh, it's, I think it's a television in the background. He said he was actually doing a conference call and there's like a giant tortoise there next to him. Amazing. So Scott's on one of them, is he?
Yeah.
So he's not here. So I'm going to be looking after the show every single day this week. We are going to be playing Oh, What's Occurring before 4 o'clock tonight. Give away some Scott Mills points, even though he's not here. Last time I did it, we gave away like double Scott Mills points and I didn't really know the rate of them, so I was like 1,000 for this one. And Scott got angry. We're gonna do the same again,
yeah,
today.
The Scott Mills Daily,
all time low, yay, on Radio 1. They feel like dancing tonight. Becky, do you?
Not tonight.
I don't fancy it either.
Maybe tomorrow. And who goes dancing on a Monday?
All time low. Like, it's their civil right. They dance any night of the week. They dance sometimes Tuesday mid-morning. They are mental. And before that, our pal from Acne, Rihanna. Hi, Charlie Sloth.
Grimmy!
Yeah!
How are you, mate?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Nice to see you.
To see you, nice.
Boom. There Bang. We go. There we go. Keeping it youth. Hey, I've been listening to your show loads.
Yeah, have you been joining it?
Yeah, I've been tweeting in.
I saw.
Yeah.
That really excited me.
Yeah.
I was like, Grimmy!
Becky, I got a retweet of Charlie Sloth.
Really? Mm-hmm. Have you been tweeting and trying to get shout-outs again?
Yeah.
You're such a loser.
I love a shout-out.
All you do when you're not at work is sit at home and listen to other shows going, I want a shout-out. Give
want
me a shout-out.
Attention. I do.
And if you don't get through on Twitter, you, like, actually text my phone. Yeah. Becky, where's my shout-out? Tell Scott and Chris. Why have I've been wanting a shout-out for 20 minutes. I'm not staying in the car to listen any longer.
That was one time. Annie Mac got harassed last night. I'm in the car, I want a shout out. So then she did one and I was like, my friend Georgie's here as well. So then she's like, and Georgie's there as well. All annoyed. But thank you, Charlie, you gave me one.
That's no problem.
Yeah. You're going to be on the radio tonight.
I am.
2 a.m.
2 a.m.
Why are you in work now?
I'm sitting in for Tim Westwood.
You are? Sick. Yeah. Well, that's going to be fun.
Sick.
Oh, you're on in a minute then.
Yeah, in 18 minutes.
18 minutes. Yeah, okay. Well, we best get on with a game of Oh, What's Occurring. Very simple. If you want to join in, you can text us 81199. We're going to win some Scott Mills points. Even though Scott Mills isn't here, I can still give away his points. Got a big bag of them here. Something. And Smooth Talking Dan's involved today. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Grimmy.
Oh, it's so smooth.
Hi, Grimmy.
Hi, Dan. So this is a little bit like Who's That Tweeting? But it's a bit more highbrow, isn't it?
Yeah, we've upped it a level. It's literature based today.
Oh, we've delved into the world of literature. Say literature
that's
again.
Books, is it?
Yeah, it's books.
Literature.
That's books and like Maggie, you know, like when you read Grazia, that's literature. But now on the bus. Danny's going to read out the titles of some autobiographies. You just have to tell us which person has written that autobiography. What, 50 Scott Mills points? Yeah, 50.
Wow.
Everyone you get right, you get 50 Scott Mills points. Charlie Sloth.
Yeah?
When you do your autobiography, which I'll take, thank you, what are you going to call it?
Fat and Fabulous.
Boom, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think Kerry Katona's already got that. Half true. Becky, what would you call yours?
Wet dog.
I think she's took that. I'm joking.
What's yours?
Brain dead. Brain dead, the Nick Grimshaw story. Okay, Dan, let's have our first one. For 50 Scott Mills points, whose book is this?
Happy Days.
Oh, I've got this one.
Charlie, you know.
Fonzie.
Fonzie?
The Fonz.
The Fonz isn't real.
I know. You just broke my heart, Grimmy. All these years. I tried to base my whole style on that guy. And you told me it's not real.
You're saying the Fonz.
The Fonz.
It's not. Are these books from this era?
Oh, right. Okay. I am only 21, by the way.
Okay, are you going to stay with Fonz?
Yeah.
Okay, the Fonz. Becky.
Joey Essex.
Joey Essex.
It's Ollie Murs.
Oh, Ollie. Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Happy Days. Hey, he's not got Happy Days. Did you see his ranty tweets before? He had a big ranty tweet at the Daily Mail. Not Happy Days today.
Is it spelled Happy Days with an A? Happy Days.
Happy Days. D-A-Z-E.
No, it's spelled normally, sorry.
Okay. All
right. I thought, shall I lie? But no.
No, actually, it's spelled... It's the BBC. It's spelled correctly. Happy Days. Have you read that, Becky? I imagine that's one that's out in
your
bathroom.
Do you know what? I opened a package for Scott earlier and he's ordered the... Claire Richards off of Steps books arrived for him upstairs. I thought he's gutted he hasn't had that in time for his holiday.
Oh, no, what a nightmare. Yeah. Has he ordered that or did someone just send it?
He's ordered it.
Oh my God, Jesus,
he ordered
Scott.
It on pre-order.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Out. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, next one, Dan.
Trowel and error.
Trowel and error. And it's going to be garden trowel or it could be, like, makeup-wise.
No, no girl would write a book about herself and call it trowel and error, no matter how bad she looked.
They might do.
They wouldn't.
Like one of them off Only Way is Essex, mate.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
One of the bigger ones.
They wouldn't.
They might. Charlie, what are you saying? Trowel and error.
I think I've read this book. Is it Bob the Builder?
Bob the Builder's autobiography. It's a great read, guys.
Sick read.
Sick read.
Sick. Six pages.
It's
Becky.
Alan Titchmarsh's book.
Oh, yeah.
It's the correct answer, Becky.
Yes, Becky.
I could have sworn it was Bob's.
Alan's book, have you read that?
No, but I've seen it in the shops.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Trowel and Ever. Oh, no. Alan. I watched a show with him on the other night. Still on the telly. I thought it was just a one-off. When I was
no,
little.
He's on loads.
Yeah, I know he's on loads. Is that it?
No,
oh, okay, you stood up like you were going.
Well, I was kneeling on the floor.
Oh,
my knees beginning to hurt.
Okay. How old are you? Dan's 83.
Dear Fatty.
Oh!
Oh, I know this one.
I know this one. Because it's the best book ever. Dear Fatty. Who'd call their book that?
My auntie bought this for my mum.
Hey, Fatty, you're like this. Charlie Sloth, who do you think's book is called Dear Fatty?
It's a hard one. Gazza's?
Gazza can't write.
But I'm sure he can pay a man who can.
Yeah, he can, yeah. Can't really remember anything. Just make it up.
I'm saying Dawn French.
You're saying Dawn French?
It is Dawn French,
it
Becky.
It is completely Dawn French.
Becky, give me a chance.
It all kicked off at Christmas that year when the auntie bought that.
When she got that,
I was
did
like,
it?
She's trying to tell me something.
Not that subliminal, is it?
No.
You're fat. Okay, let's have the next one.
Look back in hunger.
Charlie Sloth, what are you saying? Look back in hunger.
That sounds like a book that I would write.
Yeah?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
me also, yeah. I'm into that title.
I know the answer to this one, and I'm not joking this time.
You know it?
I've got to try and get some points.
Okay, don't say it. Let's see what Becky
I've
thinks.
I've got no idea.
So what do you think, Becky? You going to take a guess?
Liam Gallagher.
Liam Gallagher. He was in my dream last night.
Oh, was he
hungry?
Yeah. He wasn't hungry, no. Anyway. He was talking about stacking shoeboxes. I was like, sure up, Liam.
I wonder if that's what he's doing now.
Maybe. And those BDI sales are doing. Charlie, Tell us who that is.
Joe Brand.
It is Joe Brand, Charlie, yes.
Wow.
Wow. Is that
I'm
one
a
of
huge
your reads?
Fan. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, yeah. She's good.
She's good.
Okay, you got 50 Scott Mills points.
Oh, yeah!
Is that your first Scott Mills pointage?
Yeah, they feel really good. Can I exchange these for tokens anywhere else?
Yeah, you can, like, get golf clubs or...
Oh, really?
You can get all sorts of things, yeah.
Because whenever I come into the building, I always see, like, a pile of goods that I've delivered for Scott. So next time I see a pile of goods...
You just take whatever you want. Oh, yeah, you just write 50 on a piece of paper and pop it and exchange it. If you want to swap it for his mobile...
Oh, really?
His computer, anything, really, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. And just say Grimmy.
Yeah,
Claire Richards' book.
Yeah.
Any of the steps, yeah.
Yeah, do you want to have a quick read of that?
I'm reading it at the moment, actually.
You're already into it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have one more.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Who'd call their book that?
R. Kelly.
You seem so sure.
Definitely R. Kelly. Becky.
I've got absolutely no idea. I don't know.
It's quite a hard one.
Is it?
I know it.
Do you?
I've got it, yeah.
Who are you saying?
I just looked into the magic ball and...
Or did you just read it?
No.
No. You didn't just read it off a piece of paper?
What piece of paper?
No.
Judge Judy, is it?
Judge Judy? Off of ITV2?
Yeah. Is it not?
It is Judge Judy.
Oh, there we go. I'm always right. There we go. 100 points.
100 points.
That's two presents from upstairs.
Yeah, anything you want.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Scott Mills himself. Yeah, well done. Is that it?
One more?
Let's do one more, because you've both got 100 Scott Mills points. Let's see if someone can win.
A young man's passage.
Of course.
Surely Scott Mills is.
I'm going to say Ruth off Eamon and Ruth.
What? Why would she like a young man's passage?
Okay, Holly Willoughby.
Oh, she likes
a passage. I don't know. None of these names are making any sense. I don't know how Charlie got
Holly
Judy.
Willoughby, a young man's passage. Charlie.
Caroline Flack.
She'll take it.
I was going to actually go for that.
Are we saying Caroline Flack,
yeah,
likes a young man's
that.
Passage? Yeah. Dan?
The answer is Julian Clary.
Oh! Julian Clary, of course. Well, Charlie Slough, thank you for playing.
Thank you for having me.
You got 100 Scott Mills points.
Woo!
Becky, you also got 100 Scott Mills points.
Yay!
Yay! Let's celebrate with some Alt-J. Charlie Slough, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
On Radio 1 tonight, 2 a.m.
Give me a text for a shout-out.
I'll probably be in bed.
Oh, really?
No, I'll be up.
Lovely, Jimmy.
Yes, Charlie.
See ya!
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.